Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, Pat, it's time for the VFN Torch Top 3.
Yes.
It is time. It is time. We like to do this. We like to share and highlight some of the segments that we have done on VFN radio program. And, you know, a lot of people are just sharing these highlights. They're sharing them on Facebook. They're emailing them. They're re-listening to them. And it's a wonderful way that we can just kind of remind ourselves of some of the things that we heard and some of the things that are important. You know, the one I want to share with you is you can't Google God. You know, this is a fantastic segment because in this highlight, we talk about that it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but to search out a matter is the glory of kings. And we share that, you know, technology is advancing at such a pace where it's so easy and quick for people just to start Googling everything. You know, if you were listening to yesterday's program, we talked about in the first hour how technology is just going to be advancing at such a pace over the next 20 to 25 years that you know, artificial intelligence, computers are going to literally be talking to us on such a greater scale that at some point, you know, as we advance in technology, you know, the more smarter technology gets, if you will, the more dumber we're going to get.
Yeah, right.
Because we're out of the process of thinking, of using our brains and just, you know, listening. And that's why it's so important, to, as we've been talking, you know, quite often about the importance of abiding. You know, how important it is to actually read your Bible and let the pages go through your fingers, you know, so you can actually know where the book of Leviticus is or where the book of Romans, what, you know, what testament is that? How, you know, it's so important. And it's important to take the time to read God's word, to listen, and actually write down on paper, not on an electronic device.
Right.
What's he saying? You know, at some point we're probably going to have to just, you know, unattach ourselves from the grid, if you will, you know, so that we can actually be able to actually listen and walk with God. It's not about knowing everything, but it's about knowing what God wants you to know in the time that you need to know it.
Right.
We can't gather all the information in the world to, you know, store up. There's no way that we can possibly do that. But we can make it through anything if we have an abiding relationship with God. We hear his voice, and on any given day, at any given moment, since we're connected to the Spirit of God, he can tell us exactly what we need to know. In fact, that's what the Holy Spirit does. He reminds us of everything Jesus told us.
That's right.
And he'll continue to lead us. So if you want to catch that, you can't Google God. The second one we want to share is the strife of fools. This is a great segment because, you know, oftentimes every day we like to share the moment of wisdom.
Right.
And in Proverbs, it has a lot to say. Proverbs has a lot to say, and it makes a lot of comparisons between fools and the wise man.
That's right.
And what we want to make sure is that we don't fall into the trap. We don't fall into the trap of strife. We don't want to fall into the trap of the foolishness of fools, which is constantly, you know, making a disturbance, constantly not bringing peace, and it's always a strifeful environment. Listen, we can walk in wisdom and rise above that strife, and we can have peace. And we don't want to follow the ways of a foolish man, but we want to follow the ways that God has prescribed to us in his word. We want to walk in the wisdom of God and the peace of God and not in the strife of fools.
Exactly.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
And as we round out and come close, listen, we only have what? How many more days left in this year? 20 some odd days left? What is it, the 13th?
If that.
17 days left. 17, 18 days left in the year. I mean, we are coming close to putting 2012 in the can, and we're looking forward to an amazing 2013. But part of that is what I'm going to share here with you, the third highlight of the third, actually the number one. We were going 3, 2, 1. The number one highlight for today is get value-based vision management, the way to manage your life. You know, it's not about managing your time. It's about managing the events in your life.
All right. That's good. Yeah. I mean, without it, there's no way I could function and do the things that I do.
Can you imagine? You know, most people, you know, events are hitting them like, you know, like bugs on a windshield, right. And they just happen to bump into life, mm-hmm. but they don't live life on purpose. I like to say they live life on
them, and they're just like putting out fires constantly.
Yeah, I like to say that they live life on accident, not life on purpose. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it just happens. It just bump into them, or like you just said, the events bump into them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can actually use the wisdom that God's given us to actually have a vision and manage that vision as we go into 2013. You know, maybe you've had some trials and some tribulations, if you will, this 2012.
Right.
Maybe you've had some things that happened to you that could have been avoided. I want to give you hope. We want to share hope with you today and say, listen, you can have a vision for 2013 and you can begin to see your way out of the situation that you're in today and the trial that you're in today. And you know what? Maybe if you've just been coasting along, why not believe God for more? Why just not, you know, we're not called to survive, but as believers, we're called to thrive. We're called mm-hmm. to excel in the things of God and advance his kingdom. But we're not going to do it just by kind of floating through. You know what I mean?
All right, exactly.
We're going to do it by having a purpose. We're going to do it by having a vision. And we're going to need help in managing that vision. If you haven't been a part of the Value-Based Vision Management, listen, you want to stay tuned in as these seminars become available. You want to be able to make sure that you get connected and get some vision in your life.
Right, exactly.
And also have some strategies on how to plan that vision out.
Exactly. That's good.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.